It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Welcome to Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. We believe that retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. Well, I'm your host, Jared Sebesta, on behalf of Ben Tejas and myself. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Now, if you're new to this platform, new to this podcast is all about retirement. Of course, retirement's in the title. However, this podcast is different. It's not just about money. We will talk about money on occasion, but if you're looking how to have a specific retirement plan, that is not what this show is all about. Those shows are everywhere. If you don't believe me, Google retirement, Google retirement podcast. You will find literally hundreds or thousands of pieces of content out there. This particular show is much different. This is all about the life side to retirement. I certainly don't want to diminish the talent, the expertise, the planning that takes place and needs to take place for you to have a solid financial retirement plan. However, in many cases, that can be one of the easier parts to retirement. If you have enough time, if you have a solid plan and can stay away from any catastrophic health scares, you know, the idea of being able to retirement comfortably at a reasonable age and have a reasonable lifestyle after you retire is actually pretty simple. It's pretty easy. A lot of it's a math equation just executed out over the course of time. Of course, it takes a lot of self-discipline and planning. I understand that. But again, that can be many times the easier part to retirement. You know the harder part to retirement? You. Behavior, mindsets, mental health, emotional health, relational health, physical health. All of these things are massive variables in the retirement equation. And a lot of them come back to how you operate, your mindsets, your paradigms, how you view things, past traumas. Again, all of these things are massive variables, probably more so than the financial plan. So again, our goal here is to really help people make this transition not only into retirement smoothly, but transition into a very purposeful and impactful retirement. Few people could just flip the switch. We talk about this all the time. Retirement is set up as this thing that you're just going to execute once you turn 65. You see it coming down the road. You see it coming when you get into your upper 50s and lower 60s. You start counting down the clock. You make the announcement. You have your retirement party on Friday. Everybody gives cake. You know, we all have cake. We have some presents and we have a celebration. And then all of a sudden, your life is just supposed to operate the way it's supposed to operate. You're just supposed to wake up on Monday morning and everything is just, it is what it is. The truth is that there's been a massive change to your life. This is deeper than just you not going to work on Monday. This is deeper than that. This is deeper than now you have a little bit more time. You have to now reconstruct where you're going to find purpose, reconstruct where you're going to add value, reconstruct how you're going to move your body and have relational health. All of these come into play. And it's not hard to see this conversation is not happening. 99.9% of the retirement conversation is happening around the financial side of retirement. Very little of it, if any, ever happens about this side of retirement. That's why we're so passionate about this. If this is striking a chord with you, if this is the type of retirement you want to have, then you have certainly come to the right place. Now, we are continuing this series on time, talent, and treasure on the financial side of our business. We talk a lot about helping retirees steward not only their treasure, but their time and their talent. We spent a lot of time talking just about the time aspect. We talked about how much time do you actually have left? What should you be doing with your time? How to start and end each day? What are mindsets and non-negotiables that you need to have with your time? If you missed any of those shows, go back. Listen to those shows, subscribe to our podcast, find us on your favorite podcasting platform and listen to those shows. Then we transition into the talent side, the experience side. And we've spent now a couple of shows talking about that. We talked about how to leverage the power of your experiences. The truth is if you're a retiree, a baby boomer, you know, a late Gen Xer, wherever you fall in the demographics, you've been through a lot of life. There's been a lot of things that you have experienced. How do we know that? Me and Ben have watched our parents go through that. And also that Ben and the rest of our team on the financial side have been dealing with retirees for a long time, working with literally thousands of people of this age bracket. And you guys have been through a lot of life experience. Don't take that not to heart. That should be taken very seriously. There's a lot of things that you know and understand that younger generations don't. But here's the deal. For you to turn experiences into wisdom, you need to reflect. Lessons are not extracted from life just by purely happening. We have to learn from them. And how do you learn from them? You spend time in reflection. That can happen before you retire. That can happen right after you retire. That can be a process that happens throughout your days and your life through that transition. But there needs to be some very intentional reflection on your experiences, because without the reflection, those experiences are not leveraged to their fullest capacity and turned into wisdom. What you're seeking is wisdom, and what the world needs from you is wisdom. Last week, we talked about doubling down on your retirement abilities. What are your abilities? Well, we broke them down into two categories. Number one, talents, and number two, skills. What are the difference? Because they sound a lot alike. Your talents are God-given. Your talents are things that you're naturally good at. What are you just naturally good at? What comes very easily to you? Are you a great communicator? Are you a nurturer? Can you build things? Are you skilled with your hands? Do you understand complex scenarios? Do you understand technology? Whatever that is your talent. What is something you've always been good at and come naturally to you? Your skills are learned, all right? Your skills are things that you've acquired. If you've been in the working force for 20, 30, 40 plus years, chances are you have honed in on many skills. Lots of times our skills are built off of our talents. We get into some job or career or work or business because we're talented in a certain area. And then over time, our skills are developed. Just using me for an example, one of my talents is I love to tell stories. I think at my heart of hearts, I'm a pretty good communicator. By the way, what you're hearing me do right now, talking in front of a microphone, is one of the few things that I can actually do very well. Now, the skill of public speaking, the skill of communicating with intensity and getting to get your message across to where you can influence other people, to where it sounds good, those are all skills that I've had to learn. I shudder to think of the first 2 years that I was actually doing live television. While I had a knack for telling stories, I was not very skilled at talking in front of a camera or talking in front of a group of people. I was okay at it, but that has been a skill over the course of 2 decades that I've honed in on. Again, just even me taping this podcast, I mean, I wouldn't even want to begin to guess how many shots at this that I've had, probably tens of thousands if I had to add them up over the course of 2 decades. Well, during that time, that skill has been developed. Now, I'm not retired yet, but how could I leverage those skills and talents? How can you repurpose those skills and talents? See, your best day at work probably wasn't payday. It was probably when you were using your abilities, i.e. your skills and talents, to help other people. So why would we think that we can just walk away from those things? Why would we think that this is how God created us, to use our skills, our talents, our abilities to help other people? That's what made life really special. And then all of a sudden, after retirement Friday, now all of a sudden I can do little to nothing and never use those things ever again, and life is just supposed to be okay. And again, you're probably picking up on the sarcasm in my voice. It's not. And so again, the big point of last week's show is that you are to leverage those, double down on those abilities, figure out what they are, reflect on those experiences, that combine them with your abilities, and figure out ways that you can utilize them and repurpose those in retirement. This is a massive step in the repurposed process. In fact, if you kind of follow the timeline here over the last several shows, you'll see a process beginning to develop, and it's a process that you need to run through your life as you retire or think about retirement. Now, let's talk about today's show. I've titled today's show, Rediscovering Your Fire. Rediscovering Your Fire. First, we talked about experiences. Then we talked about your abilities. Now we're going to talk about your passion. Your passion. That's your fire. So many times we see, and I've seen in my own life, people of retirement age, they just lose that edge. There were things that they lived very fervently for. There was passion and fire. And sometimes, I would say more times than I would like to admit, you see retirees gradually slip into a passionless life. And when people lose their passion, there's an edge about them. There's an aura about them that they used to have and is now lost. And it's sad. We call passion the secret sauce. What is something unique to you that you are passionate about? What makes you special? What's that X factor? Any of those answers to those questions would start to give you hints as to what your fire is and your passion is. Dan Miller, who we've had on the show before, he wrote a book, 48 Days to the Book You Love. He also endorsed Ben's book, Repurpose the Untold Story of Retirement in America. In his book, he talks about how passion needs to be discovered. That's interesting. Passion needs to be discovered. He says your passion will increase as you develop your skills and your talents toward them. That's really true, isn't it? Think about that a little bit. Your passion will increase as you develop skills and talents towards something. Again, I'm just thinking in my own life, but think about an example for you, perhaps tied to your career or your job over the years. You know, I really wasn't passionate about public speaking. I wasn't passionate about doing radio or podcasts or even, you know, creating content. That happened. That happened as a result of, you know, developing the skill and the talent. So many times too, conventional advice given to high schoolers is, you know, follow your passions. And I've seen a lot of people, especially lately online, saying, don't do that, because lots of times you're not skilled in that area. So really follow where you're skilled. Where are you naturally gifted, i.e. your abilities? Where has God naturally given you some ability to do something that comes very effortless to you, but yet very difficult to other people? Follow those things. Dive into those things. Nurture those things. Then the skill begins to get developed. And as those two things increase, then the passion for something starts to increase as well. What's that for you? How can that be leveraged and utilized in your own retirement? Here's a couple of questions for you just to consider. What sets your heart on fire? What really gets you excited? You know, what lights you up when you start talking about it? Perhaps somebody has said that. Perhaps they said, you know, when you start talking about X, Y, and Z, man, your eyes light up. When you start talking about this topic, that's when you start getting excited. Your volume increases. The heart rate increases. The energy increases. What sets your heart on fire? Is there a specific topic, an activity, perhaps a specific group of people, a country? What is that? Again, one of the worst things that I see, and one of the saddest things to see, is when somebody just loses their joy and their fire. And you ask them, what sets your heart on fire? And they say, you know what? As I get older, really nothing. And that's really sad. And again, that is a scenario that we certainly want to avoid, or help people avoid as much as they possibly can. Here's another question. Where are you anointed? Where's your anointing? Anointing is kind of a Christian word heard in Christian circles and probably at church from the pulpit. But, you know, I think that there is some validity to that question and that word. Where has God placed his hand? Where do you really light up? Again, where is that fire? How has he uniquely created you to make you excited about a certain topic, thing, people group, place, activity? Where's your anointing? What's the thing you just can't get away from? No matter how hard you try, if you could, you can't get away from this thing, activity, topic, hobby, Probably got you thinking now. What are some things that you love to talk about? What's a reoccurring theme that you're drawn to in your life? Again, if you were to reflect back over the course of a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, what's a reoccurring theme that keeps coming up? No matter how hard I try to get away from this, this thing just keeps coming back. It's drawn to me, or I'm drawn to it, or vice versa. If you can identify that, that's going to help you identify what your fire is, your passions, where they lie. What's something that you'd do, this is the money question here, if you didn't even get paid for it? Complete logistics and financial gain aside, what is something that you would do even if you didn't get paid for it? That's the ultimate question. Because Dan Miller also talks about this in his book, 48 Days to the Work You Love. He says that there's three things needed to find contentment at work. Number one, you need to find your passion. You need to be passionate about it. Number two, you got to recognize where your talent lies. Okay, sounding familiar? And then number three, there needs to be economic validation. Basically, you need to get paid for it. So think of a Venn diagram. A Venn diagram is basically three intersecting circles where they all three intersect kind of in the middle. Like, where's that sweet spot? One circle is finding your passion. The other circle is recognizing where you have talent, your talents. And then number three, you're getting paid for it. Now, the beautiful thing, and you probably know where I'm going with this, the beautiful thing about retirement is now you can eliminate the economic validation. You no longer need to worry about getting paid. You don't need the paycheck. Well, that is quite liberating if you think about it. Because one of the best case scenarios that we can help retirees fall into is where they go through this repurpose process, where they really start to understand themselves. They've taken time to reflect, slow down, and look back at their life and their career. They understand, and they've let the wisdom of all of their experiences get extracted from their life. They analyze where they've been gifted, where they have abilities, skills, and talents. And then they really understand what they're passionate for. And they let all of those pieces come together with the understanding now that they don't have to get paid for them. And they walk into a life engineered, listen to me, engineered exactly in their sweet spot of this Venn diagram. They can walk right into the life that they want. Again, I want to just not go off rogue here a little too much. I cannot think of a different way to plan and live out your retirement than that as compared to what the world will feed you. What the world feeds you is that now you don't have to work, so now you can do as little as you want, as much as you want. Yes, you're going to spend some more time with family and pick up a hobby, volunteer, and maybe travel a little bit more. But this part of the life equation is not taught or talked about. The reality is that if you're going to retire or have retired already, you have the insane opportunity to literally create, hand engineer the life that you want. The best of the best of the best. There's nothing holding you back, and there's nothing more satisfying than watching retirees go through this process and pull it off. Another best case scenario that we've seen with the retirees that we work with is that they find themselves where their job is now getting in the way of their optimal life, meaning they've already understood. They already understand what their most optimal life is. They're in the process of creating that, executing it, and living it out. And their jobs are now getting in the way of them living their most optimal life. If the financial plan is in place and they have the ability to do so, then now it is time to execute retirement and move to the next stage of life. This is now where retirement isn't a letdown. It's now walking into this brand new season, a brand new season of purpose, of fulfillment, of impact, of zest, of passion. The retirees that do it that way, they don't slow down. Their quality of life doesn't decrease, it increases. And I'm not just talking because they don't have to go to work. It's because there's a deeper level of life fulfillment and existence that they're experiencing now that they've retired. It's not, they're not happier just because they don't have to go to work, not because they're just bogged down with work, you know, 40 hours a week, 5 days a week. It's because they are now stepping into this new exhilarating life that they have hand created and engineered. So it brings them the best of the best of the best. When you do it like that, life won't be a letdown. Retirement won't be a letdown. You will look back and say, you know what? This is the life that I was able to create. My job served a very intrinsic purpose that helped me develop my skills, my talents, my abilities. It created income for me. So now I'm at a point where now, because of my financial plan, I am now ready to execute and expound upon my life plan. That's really what retirement is all about. It's not about quitting work. It's about stepping into a new form of life where you can execute on your passions, your skills, your abilities, and leverage your experiences to the best of your ability. We've got a couple of minutes left here. I do want to spend some time and give you some questions to mull over. These are questions for you to think about as you consider your passion and how they can play into your retirement, whether you've retired already or are going to retire here in the near future. Number one, if time was not a constraint, what would you do right now that you have passion for? If time wasn't, logistics aside, what is something that you would do right now that you're very passionate about? If you just didn't have the constraints of work or time or whatever, what is something that you would pursue and have passion for right now? What activities make you feel completely like yourself and you can enjoy for hours at a time? I love this question. And the best part about this question is right here. What activities make you feel completely like yourself? You know what we call that? Alignment. You were created very specifically. And when we get in alignment, when we start living our life in alignment with how we're created, we feel more alive. We feel like ourselves. We're walking in our authentic selves. That is the sweetest spot that you can be. That's a really interesting question. And the best part about that question, again, what activities make you feel like yourself? You doing something that's in alignment to you won't feel like me. And if you haven't found those yet, find out what those activities are. Number three, if money was not a constraint, in what ways would you spend your time and your energy? Again, logistics aside, work aside, schedule aside, what ways would you spend your time and your energy? If you could spend your time with one individual, group of individuals, who would it be? Who do you have passion for? We're going to talk more about this next week, but this is a little tee up for next week. Who are you passionate for? Is there a specific demographic of people, a location where people exist that you can't get them out of your head? And if you had a chance to serve them all the time, you would. And lastly, why did you choose those individuals? If you can figure that out, again, it's going to give you clues as to what your passion is, where it lies, and how God specifically created you in this part of your life. All right, so that wraps up today's episode. Again, we're talking about talents. We've talked about your experiences, your abilities, your skills, and now your passions. This is a roadmap that we take our retirees on. We call it the repurpose process. And as you figure it out, you will start to look, navigate, and create and engineer your life radically different. Next week, we're going to talk about the who. That's the next piece in this process. And it's a very important piece. But this framework needs to be executed before. And we have to figure out who we are, because then we have to figure out how we're going to help the people that we were designed to help. I'm Jared Sebesta. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Retire Repurposed. If you'd like more information, visit our website at retirerepurposed.com. On behalf of Ben Tages and myself, thank you so much for listening today. We'll see you next time.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Hi, this is Suzanne Newman, host of the Answers for Elders podcast and radio show. We are the North Star that guides you through the complicated journey of senior care with trusted experts in money, law, living solutions, and more. So join us on this station, your favorite podcast channel, or just go to answersforelders.com. Meet the way showers who will help your journey a lot easier.